Kokobo, Z92.5, 6:53, good morning, it's Jessica and Ben.
So Streaming Observer recently asked people throughout the entire United States what their favorite horror movie was and broke everything down by state, and we found what Indiana's favorite horror movie of all time is. Jess, any guesses as to what you think Indiana's favorite horror movie is?
Halloween.
You're on the right path as far as
you said it was
it being a scary movie.
Okay. Oh gosh. Are you gonna give me a clue or am I?
Yeah. I can give you a clue. So our one of our coworkers, Steven, is very into this.
Big fan.
Of this, and I still to this day I've never seen this horror movie. But I know that he's a big fan because on the computer in the other room there's the background of this movie.
I should know this.
You read something about this
Frankenstein
movie. Frankenstein.
Yeah, with Kokomo Howard County Public Library.
That's right. 200 years since that it was originally written. So that's pretty impressive. And
it's really quite the sad story.
It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a really sad story.
So that comes in at number one for Indiana. Cabin in the Woods is Nebraska's favorite movie.
I've never seen that before.
Oh, it's so good.
I would say that
is probably my favorite horror movie as well. I wouldn't say it's really scary. Basically, it takes on like all of the horror movie tropes and then just makes fun of all of them. It's kind of like a horror comedy. Well, I don't even know that comedy is really the right word. It's a horror parody, but I mean, it's not really like funny.
It's not funny. Did you see A Quiet Place?
Yes.
Was that amazing? Is that considered a horror movie?
Unbelievably loved it. I would consider it a horror movie.
Okay.
It's more of like a horror thriller kind of thing. Absolutely loved it. And speaking of, John Krasinski has confirmed he's writing a sequel that'll come out in 2020.
He wrote the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Good for Jim Halpert.
Yeah. Right. I tell you, that movie is amazing. I never was a big fan of horror movies growing up as a kid, just because like my family never watched them.
I think the first really... I went to Paranormal Activity like 17 a couple years ago. And then you and I went with our friends from Sam's Club to the... To It last year.
So good.
And I jumped. Kaylee and I sat there and jumped every time something happened.
I bet that you jumped mostly just because Kaylee was jumping.
No, man.
My goodness. I thought she was going to hit the ceiling.
Yeah. It was scary. It was like real like, ugh.
Watching horror movies with Kaylee is one of my favorite things just because she gets so scared.
It's real jumpy.
I don't know. I look at horror movies a lot differently because you got to put yourself in the right mindset for it.
I think that's it because I can generally empathize or put myself in someone's shoes for just about anything, but for that, not quite as much.
Well, Halloween, the latest one is coming out today.
Today.
Jamie Lee Curtis. I've heard from some people already so far that saw the midnight premiere last night. They said that Jamie Lee Curtis is amazing.
Jamie Lee Curtis is awesome, man.
She's so
I love
cool.
her in everything.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I mean, she struck a deal with them so that instead of getting paid, she's getting some of the profits, which I'm like, oh, you've got to do that if you're an actor.
Very savvy.
Did you know, this is random trivia, but did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger, the movie that he made the most money on is...
Kinder and Cop.
Well, I really wish, because that movie, I love that one. It's that one with Danny DeVito, twins.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They did the profits from it.
Right.
No,
he got a portion of the profits, and he made, like, just insane money from.
Is that the one where one of them has a baby?
No, that's Junior.
That's Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you talking about?
The one where they're both twins, but one's Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Junior one, though. If it's a boy, Junior. If it's a girl, Junior.
6:57, Friday morning. Go ahead and do it. Just turn up the feel good.